Welcome to Everyone Belongs Here,
a podcast where we will discuss equity in EUSD. I'm Jennifer Bond, the Director of Curriculum, Instruction, and Accountability. My pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I am Amy Illingworth, the Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services. My pronouns are she, her, and hers. Thank you for joining us as we share the equity journey that the Encinitas Union School District embarked on over the last 3 years with our staff. We want to continue this journey with the entire EUSD community and look forward to sharing this with you.
We are excited to invite you, our EUSD community members, to join us on a learning journey. Throughout the last 2 years, Amy and I have facilitated 5 professional learning sessions for all EUSD staff members around the ideas of identity, belonging, representation, joy, inclusion, our definition of educational equity, and the board policies and state guidance that relate to these topics.
We decided to launch a podcast because it was the best way for us to share this information with our entire community. Since we can't all fit in one big room together, we wanted to create a way for us to connect with you and continue the learning that started with our staff. Our journey actually began 3 years ago with the EUSD Equity Committee, a group of all 9 school principals and at least 2 teachers from each school site and us. Our group met virtually on Zoom every month during the 2020-2021 school year and spent time learning together, led by the San Diego County Office of Education's Equity Department.
After that year of learning with our small group, we knew we needed to make that learning accessible to our entire staff. Amy and I created professional learning sessions that we repeated with all staff members at each site and department throughout the 2021-22 and 2022-23 school years. We have presented over 125 sessions for our staff, and we are excited to invite you into that same learning through this podcast.
At the same time, our equity committee has continued to meet regularly to expand our learning and to be able to support staff in this journey. The original group members came together because of a desire to ensure we were meeting the needs of each and every student, to acknowledge that there may be systems or policies that have been in place for a long time that were hindering a sense of belonging for some students or their grown-ups, and with a desire to make changes that would benefit our entire community.
The foundation of our equity work is grounded in how we define educational equity. We have borrowed our definition from the work of Elena Aguilar, an educational researcher, author, coach, and teacher. Educational equity means that every child receives whatever they need to develop to their full academic and social potential, and to thrive every day. Educational equity means there is no predictability of success or failure that correlates with any social or cultural factor. A child's educational experiences or outcomes are not predictable because of race, ethnicity, linguistic background, economic class, religion, gender, sexual orientation, physical and cognitive ability, or any other socio-political identity marker.
When you study this definition, it comes down to a belief that with the right conditions, every child will succeed. We want to ensure that our system has the right conditions for each individual child. We want to support our staff members and our community so that every human being feels welcome, included, and a sense of belonging in each EUSD school. Jennifer often shared a quote from another podcast during our staff professional learning that gets right to the heart of what we mean.
We have to create spaces where everyone can bring their full humanity. Andrew Lefkowitz from Integrated Schools podcast shared this, and I continue to reiterate this message each time we are in an equity discussion.
With each new episode of our podcast, we will share examples of educational equity and how we are working with staff to meet the needs of all students as individual humans who can be themselves here at school.
We invite you to participate in this learning journey with us. Join us in making the commitment to listening to the lived experiences of others in our community and reflecting on our own thoughts and actions, with the goal of making everyone we interact with feel seen, valued, and respected. We like to share the window mirror analogy when doing this work, because this work is twofold. It requires us to self-reflect on our own thoughts, actions, and experiences. That's the mirror part. And we need to listen, without judgment, to the lived experiences of other people in our community, looking through that window into their world, and then asking ourselves, how can we be more inclusive? In order to successfully engage in both mirror and window work, we want to create a safe space for you, the listener. Whenever we are interrogating our past practices, it brings up uncomfortable feelings. These norms help us grapple with this as part of the learning experience. We hope you are open to engaging in these norms with us.
These are our norms. Share ourselves to strengthen our collective. Have courage to sit with your own discomfort. Meet each other's learning edge with grace. Engage with curiosity. Practice deep listening to understand and create. And interact with respect.
During each podcast episode, our window work will entail listening to experiences of families in EUSD. Here is EUSD dad Jeff Ladman sharing his experiences of belonging in EUSD for himself and his sons.
I have three sons, and they all went to preschool. And when I first arrived at the school, everyone was so welcoming, and in particular, the school secretary. I was very emotional that day and kind of broke down, and she came over and gave me the biggest hug and said everything was going to be all right and that we were in a great place. She was right. My first day, I felt like I belonged. The first time I saw my child, really children, experiencing a feeling of belonging at Encinitas Union School District had to have been their first dance. My sons were amazing dancers, and they were out on the floor with wild abandon, dancing with their friends, expressing themselves, being free and belonging. It was an amazing night. The first time I really felt a true sense of belonging was when I was able to join the Special Education Parent Council, which was basically a PTA of amazing parents from families across the district who got together and worked in tandem with our school district to create awareness and acceptance of children that were differently abled, and that really gave me a whole sense of my life's work. To this day, I still thank Encinitas Union School District for giving me that experience. It was a stepping stone to my community service.
Thank you to Jeff for sharing his experiences in EUSD with us. We appreciate getting a glimpse into the lives of our community members as we learn through individual stories.
We will end each episode with a reflective activity, which is an example of the mirror work that you can do on your own or as a family to bring this learning to life. In reference to our podcast title, Everyone Belongs Here, today we ask you to reflect on belonging using these questions. Question one, what does belonging mean to you? And can you think of a time when you felt like you truly belonged somewhere? Question two, what are some fun activities we can do together as a family to celebrate our differences and create a sense of togetherness? And the third question, how can we learn more about the cultures and backgrounds of our friends and classmates so we can understand them better? These questions will be posted on our website, along with a form to share your family's thoughts on the activity. We hope you will participate with us.
Thank you to our behind-the-scenes tech support, from setup to editing to creation of our amazing musical jingle. We appreciate their support.
And thank you for listening. We will be back each month with a new episode. In between each episode, we encourage you to visit our district website at EUSD.net, where you will see an icon on the front page for the Equity Podcast. That is where we will keep all the resources we reference and want to share with you. We also have a form available for you to share with us ideas for future episode topics and questions.